This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dollface. Good morning, Joysters. And good morning, Tess, out there. That's it. It's a skeleton crew today.
Yes.
We're back. We're bringing it back to
back
basics.
Back to basics, yes. We've lost our producer this morning.
Tim's busy at a work meeting. It's back like the old days, Doll.
Back like the old days.
When we were in our early days.
When we were flying by the seat of our pants and really out of control, not having any direction.
Afternoon.
Not having anyone to tell us where to go, what to do. It was a little bit all over the place, like a mad woman spit, wasn't it, really?
Well, here we are. Stood the test of time.
Third last show. Are you excited?
It is third last show. Last week was exciting when we made the announcement. And
we had
many people who were sad. And then we opened it up and got many people to tell us to go. And weren't you forthcoming with your opinions?
Yeah, we ran a little competition there and we just wanted to be pushed out the door. Didn't they push us hard?
Didn't you push
fast?
Hard?
Almost down the stairs.
Just for memory's sake, we've kept all of those responses. Thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks. We'll look back with pride.
Now, listen, during the week... strange enough, I didn't know it was coming up, but I sort of ended up watching the Bee Gees tribute.
I did too.
Mm. What were your thoughts on it?
I loved it. And do you know what? I cried the whole way through it. And you're laughing.
You really?
Why?
I thought it was the tackiest, most... it wasn't put together well at all. Like, was I wrong in seeing a group of country singers that came out and did a song and then came out and did the same song later on?
Yeah, and there was the other girl, and I can't remember.
Did they run out of songs?
No, like, another seriously? Girl did that in the intro as well. She did a snippet of the song and then came out and played it later.
Oh.
I thought that was unusual. And look, I'll give it to you. I'll hand this to you. John Travolta is awkward as
awkward.
All get out.
Yeah, yeah. Looked better though. There was a moment there in time that he was looking a little bit like a wax doll.
He is like the greatest disappointment to me of life. I loved him.
Yes, yes, we all did.
So I still do, but he's so awkward.
And look,
I
think it was nice. And the part that you thought was lovely was what's Horsehead's name? What's her name?
I don't know who Horsehead is. Oh, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion,
you're very horrible.
Came out, like, come on. Now, was it about Barry and the boys or was it about her?
You're very rude.
And how many tributes? She's had a hard time and everything.
Excuse me. Put your manners back in. They wrote that song specifically for her.
Oh, God,
it's a beautiful
she's dramatic.
Tune.
She's so dramatic. She's almost like she should be on a daytime soap.
She has a touch of the flair. I do enjoy a bit of Celine.
I know. You
That's
do.
A dirty little secret I keep.
Yeah. So I love her voice. I think her voice is brilliant. I just think she's dramatic.
Look, I just couldn't stop crying because I just kept thinking of poor Barry sitting there on his own and all his family.
He gets all the royalties now.
Don't be so heartless. I was inconsolable.
Yeah, look, there was moments where I thought there was... No, I didn't think it was... Actually, the only bit I thought was good was when he came out and did his own songs.
Jive, talking. Yeah, yeah. I love how high you can get. Now, speaking of dirty little secrets...
Massive overbite.
I have to get it out of the way very quickly.
Oh, here
we go. Stop talking about Barry's teeth. Have some respect. Okay?
Now I know how he makes that sound, because it's like,
remaining BG.
I know.
Respect.
He's just a B. It's our third last show, people.
It is.
Oh, the memories. We're going to play some stuff back this morning because we've had some really, really good interviews over the last 3 years.
We have indeed. Hard-hitting stuff.
But we've also got a special, you know how all the drama unfolded yesterday?
Yes. Oh, so for those of you just waking up and haven't heard, yesterday the world was on edge.
Well, Facebook was on edge.
No, well, the world media was on edge too. We were waiting for
hours.
We all thought it. Because there was a big hoo-ha and all of the top aides of the royal family got called to Buckingham Palace at 3 a.m.
Yeah, totally.
It was all very secret, unusual. So we waited and waited and waited and waited. And basically Prince Philip at the age of 92 or something, 91, what? I don't know.
95?
Oh, is he nearly 95? He's going to retire.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that was a huge announcement.
Well, they have to go through these procedures, don't they? But we were all
no,
on
he's
edge.
95.
If it wasn't Facebook, no one would know. If we would have woken up this morning and it would have just been on front page.
Well, no, I was listening to the radio.
But didn't social media go crazy with thoughts about what could have been?
Well, everyone was just really on a knife's edge. What could have been? Could he have died?
As much as he's been...
I like the people that are like, Diana's back. No, yeah, people, no, just leave that alone. She's not.
It's lovely that he's been on her arm for God knows how many years, 70-odd years. But he has had some gaffes, hasn't he, along the way. We're able to find 66 of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we're going to sprinkle them through the morning.
Sprinkle them through the morning.
It's very inappropriate.
Listen, if he was whispering that in your ear, you'd keep him around, wouldn't you? These kind of things.
A lot of them are very inappropriate.
Do you want to read a couple now?
Yes. So he's been famous for his gaffes over the years. One was, I don't think a prostitute is more moral than a wife, but they are doing the same thing. And this is, when a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.
I love him. He's been married to the one woman. He's so inappropriate.
And he also visited a Bangladeshi youth club in 2002 and was heard to say, "So, who's on drugs here? He looks like he's on drugs."
Now, listen, I've got a story here for you because this is a bit sad, actually.
Is it?
Her name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Sharon ordered a cake from the UK, occasion cakes, for her 3-year-old daughter, Talia. T-A-H-H-L-L-L-I-A.
There's different spellings for Talia.
For Talia Rose's christening. Talia Rose. She was shocked and scandalised by the teddy bear-themed dessert. Because it's like two teddy bears on a cake with Talia in these little...
letters. It looks very cute.
Yeah, Green claims that the seams in the teddy bear's genital area makes it look as though the teddy bear has...
dun, dun, dun.
A vagina.
Oh, and do you know what? It's the cutest picture in the world.
I actually wanted this.
That's what I wanted. Nutty.
Anyway.
Look, I've got to admit, she has done, well, I think this actually might have been just a Japanese cake maker who wanted to put the fake camel toe on the teddy bear because that's what it looks like.
In a rush, Green, or Sharon, still served the cake but covered the teddy bear's alleged shame.
What did she put little leaves
flowers,
over?
Flowers, yes.
Oh, flowers. Oh,
now,
God.
I don't know about you. She went back. She wanted a refund. She called it completely inappropriate, the cake.
Why?
I think she's got vagina issues.
I think she needs to go to one of those camps
for a week.
I don't think anyone would have noticed it. And if they did, they just might have thought it was funny.
I think she needs to be at a camp and just get in tune with her vagina and just live the vagina, be the vagina for a week.
Oh, God, I'm feeling awkward about you saying it.
Don't you think? Come on. It's a little seam in a teddy bear that looks like a vagina.
Remember that lady that made a vagina kayak?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was pretty much the reaction we got when we read that article the first time.
Yes, I remember that well.
I feel like there's been a lot of vagina talk in this segment.
Can we get out of it? We need to get out. And a big hello to all the people sending in lovely messages this morning. Yeah. This one came through from Nick.
All the way from Los Angeles said, "Hi, Murphy's tuned in to listen to you all the way from Los Angeles. Please don't end your show." thank you, Nick, but the time is coming. And now this one from Tony. And Tony, you did ask this last week and we've been frantically searching through our files of 6 years to
find because this. I actually put things in the wrong files.
Dean Murphy's like filing system, you have to try and think
terrible.
Like Dean, which means it could be filed under anything. So, you know, this says, "Oh, so many quality interviews with the A-listers. Joy won't be the same. Joy Cup, if you have it, please."
Well, we did. Yeah, we had
the
Joy.
So we were looking under Joy Cup for 2 weeks in a row now, but we've found it under Race Day.
Yes,
so this one's for you, Tony.
This is for you, Tony. Hope you enjoy.
Race Day of Flemington. They're off and running for the Joy Cup. Delta Goodrum was fast out of the gates, but much like her recent single, that won't last long. Followed quickly by Pitbull, the Royal Daltons, and Julia Gillard. Melissa George looks like she wants to be somewhere else, whilst Rosalie Rose attempts to trip the Two Fat Lattes with Chappelle Corby's Boogie Ball covers. On the inside fence, Princess Kate is looking pretty, whilst the Murphys only just realise the race is on. Melby is flying down the outside in her 17-inch stilettos, chasing Paparazzi out of the way, and close behind them, Friday drives David and Sue. Black Caviar, suffering from morning sickness all week, is is tired and emotional, but still leading New Zealand correspondent Trishy Bennett, who still smells like booze from New Zealand's first gay marriage last night, while Nicki Minaj just has way too much junk in the trunk and is way back in the pack. As we reach the halfway mark and Julia Gillard is hurtling down the track, Kevin Rudd is losing ground and won't be back next year. The Royal Daltons are doing well on the inside just ahead of the Murphys, whilst Rosalie Rose has been distracted by the Bogans in the Birdcage, singing Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again. Joy's the Gaz Man is running well, but much like his panelling, this could fall apart at any time. And the Two Fat Lattes have slowed down to wave to Kylie Minogue in the Emirates marquee. Mel B can smell the winning prize money, which is slightly more than what she got doing those hideous Jenny Craig commercials, while Nicki Minaj looks as confused as the contestants receiving her comments on American Idol. As they turn into the home straight, David and Sue, the Daltons and Julia Gillard are looking strong, followed by Pitbull, Princess Kate, Mel B and the Murphys. That bong in the car park hasn't helped Rosalie Rose, and Delta Goodrum has fallen out of the charts. With only 400 metres to go, David and Sue have dropped off the pace fighting over the Pet Shop Boys' new single. Princess Kate has slowed down to Camilla's pace, and Pitbull should never have been allowed to sing. So in the last 200 metres, it's Julia Gillard neck to neck with the Daltons, who are determined not to let the Murphys win a race or beat them to another Tina Arena interview. 100 metres to go, and it's Gillard and the Daltons fighting it out. It's Gillard and the Daltons. Gillard and the Daltons. The Daltons are flying, much like their 2002 Mardi Gras experience. It's close, it's so close, but Gillard is using her fairly solid hind legs in the last seconds, and she's pushed ahead with reform. It's so close, she's ahead, she's running, it's close. Julia Gillard has just beaten the Daltons by an extremely large nose. It's Julia Gillard in first place, taking out the Joy Cup for 2013.
We're getting all nostalgic in here too.
We are indeed. But we're playing lots of flashbacks, which is great. Now, a message just came through.
It said, oh my God, I can't believe you're leaving. My world has just crashed. Please don't go. Bring back Gillard and Kate Middleton. They're my favourites. It's from Clinton from a sad Dunedin in New Zealand.
Oh, well, we can do that for you. In fact, yesterday was a
this is not a flashback, though.
No, this is not a flashback. Actually, this is fresh.
We've got new diary.
Yeah, new entry. Diary. Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a while since she's done it. I mean, she's had kids. Oh, poor old Kate. She's been busy.
Yeah, but with all the hoo-ha going on in England yesterday.
Well, it was hoo-ha indeed because, well, I don't know about you guys, but I thought old Betsy had killed it over. But, you know, that was just me. But then it turned out that Prince Philip was just resigning. Well, Kate had something to say about it. she's a very funny girl. Here she is.
Diary. Well, it's been such a long time since I've entered anything in my journal, but I've been so busy being a yummy mummy, I just haven't had the time. Life as a princess is just oh so busy, especially trying to raise two little heirs to the throne. I must say I have pumped out two rather good-looking children, if I do say so myself. And unlike Harry, at least the whole world's not guessing, if you know what I mean. Oh, anyway, the past 24 hours have just been mayhem. It was 3 a.m. and we were all contacted by the palace. I used to joke that I'm surprised Her Royal Highness doesn't just shine a corgi in the sky like Batman to get our attention. So, anyway, we were all summoned to the palace. Now, it's top secret, so we had no idea what to expect. And, of course, my mind raced straight to the first thing that I'm sure we were all thinking. Will that crown fit my head if she's dead? I'm joking. We actually thought Camilla might have finally found a bridle to fit that big mouth of hers. I nearly squeezed out a little bit of wee when William burst that one out. Anyway, we got to the palace and HRH was in a real mood. Although she's been that way since hearing Prince Andrew might be dating the singing budgie Kylie Minogue. Just imagine that commoner trying to fit in with us. Oh, I see a new series coming up, Keeping Up with Katie. Anyway, I digress. So Betsy makes this grand old speech only to announce that Prince Philip is retiring from royal duties. Really? I mean, I scratched my head. I'm trying to recall exactly what old rigor mortis did in the first place. To me, he's only ever been our crazy old grandpa with the flatulence problem and the wandering eye. I'm like, seriously? The last couple of years, he's looked like he's the main star out of a weekend at Bernie's. Oh, I was furious. I could have been at home, snuggled up with my Willy, fulfilling my royal duties. I am. You know the one you miss is the one you can't get back. Naughty. Anyway, must go. Charlotte has just pulled a chunk of George's hair out, and if he takes after his father, he's going to need every strand he can get. Ciao for now.
Now, here's one for you, Anna Murphy. You know how we love our research.
Don't get me started.
Well, a researcher has observed female dragonflies doing something that many, many humans have probably considered when confronted with unwanted male attention.
What's that?
It's faking death.
Faking death, righto.
Yeah. So Rasmussen, who's a scientist or researcher, who has studied dragonflies for the past decade, said that he was collecting Moreland Hawker dragonfly larva in the Swiss Alps when he first saw the phenomenon. Phenomenon. A male was pursuing a female, at which point she dove to the ground and lay motionless on her back.
Oh, my God, I love
until the
that.
Male had left. He'd never seen this behaviour before, but it turns out it wasn't an isolated incident. He observed 27 of the 31 female dragonflies attempting to avoid males in this way. So they'd all fly around, swoop to the ground, lie flat and play dead.
If only I had thought about this tactic for all those years I went on blind dates. I could have just been sitting in a cafe and they walk in and I'd take one look and just play dead.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Lie down.
Totally.
I think that was the way out.
Totally.
I want to be a dragonfly. No, I don't now. I don't need to now with Lucas. Imagine that. He comes home from Hobart and I just lay down and play dead. Like, sorry. What are you doing? I'm a dragonfly. No, you're not. You're a weird 43-year-old woman. What are you doing?
Police in Philadelphia are trying to track down a man who robbed a Dunkin' Donuts on Saturday morning.
Dunkin' Donuts would be Australian.
Surveillance video caught the suspect doing stretches in the parking lot before
the
crime.
Sensible.
I think it's not bad. The stretches were apparently in preparation for the crime. A video inside the business shows him leaping over the counter and pointing a gun at the employee. And then he basically said, you have 20 seconds to give me all the money from the registers.
I think that shows quite a lot of self-control because in your head you think if you were in a robber's shoes, right, you were thinking, well, and like I'm going to rob them. You'd be a bit anxious and stuff.
Yeah,
like
so
the forethought to go,
yep.
I'm going in. Oh, hang
well,
on. No, I'm a bit tight
well,
in the back of my legs.
If you're not agile, then how to get over the counter? You might want to just have a bit of a stretch.
Well, exactly. And I know it's bad for your lower back if you don't stretch out properly.
Absolutely.
So
well, the workers placed $334 inside a blue shopping bag that belonged to the calisthenic performing criminal. The man ran away quickly, no doubt helped by his pre-crime workout.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, that's the other thing. You're to sprint down the street.
Imagine
that.
And if he's in his 40s, I'll tell you what, getting out of bed some days, I feel like I've done my Achilles.
And he might have that $334, but that's going straight on the MRI that he needs to pay.
Exactly.
To find
for
out
his
what
bulgy
happened
knees.
To his... Yes.
No, you can get that bulk billed under Medicare if that's happening in Australia, if anyone's interested. As long as it says acute or recent injury, you're fine.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.